Best Cooperative Board Games Ranked 2026. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. The best cooperative board game overall is Spirit Island, a high-strategy environmental defense game 1-4 players, 90 to 120 min that shut up and sit down, famously called Pandemic with people, and the game the heavy cooperative Faithful rank at the very top of the genre. For families, Forbidden Island and Horrified win the table. The genre's secret is simple and a little holy. The game is the opponent and the people are the point. Pull up a chair, friend, closer, closer. Okay, so here's the thing nobody tells you until you're deep enough that you stop keeping score. You're not playing asterisk against the people at this table. You're not. You're playing asterisk with asterisk them, shoulder to shoulder against a deck of cards, a sand timer, a rising tide. A plague that doesn't care about your strategy. The game is the villain. The humans are the chorus. And when you asterisk win, when the cure card flips, when the wheels touch the runway. When the last firework goes up and everyone at once just, the whole table erupts, and that sound, that collective gasp into cheer, that's the most underrated sound in the entire hobby. I'm Imani and I keep the mystery wing at Puzzlewick, which means I spend my days asterisk listening. Board Game Geek at 2 a.m., the breathless discord of people who just survived a Spirit Island invasion, the one friend still texting about how Hanabi made them cry 3 months later. This guide is that listening, gathered into one place. I've pulled the receipts, players, time, price, every award that matters, and I've pulled the asterisk voices asterisk because a cooperative game is only ever as good as the story your table tells about it after. We go gateway to heavy, 2-player to 7, 20 minutes to a full campaign that'll eat your summer. Every game here has been verified, designer, publisher, player count, the whole ledger. My ranking is mine and it's asterisk defensible asterisk, but the real move is the map. By the time you hit the bottom, you'll know exactly which box walks to which table. That's the whole job. One rule before we start, the only rule that actually matters. In cooperative, the quiet player is the danger zone, the alpha gamer who solves everyone's turn for them. They're not winning, they're stealing the chorus, pass the conductor's baton, let everyone sing, everyone, now let's meet the games. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What's the best cooperative board game for total beginners? Start where the whole genre started, Pandemic. 2-4 players, 45 minutes, and a premise so clean you can teach it in 90 seconds. 4 diseases are spreading across a world map. You're an elite team of specialists. Cure all 4 before the outbreaks cascade into a chain reaction and bury you. Matt Leacock's 2008 design is the asterisk Rosetta Stone of cooperative. It taught a generation what the board is your opponent even means, and it still rips your heart out at the 11th hour. What makes Pandemic the perfect on-ramp is the tension curve asterisk. Early turns feel calm, almost relaxing, and then the epidemic cards start surfacing, the infection deck gets shuffled back on top of itself. And suddenly a city you cured is on fire again. New players learn the single most important cooperative lesson here without being told, plan together but act fast, talk through the turn, agree the play. Execute, the game does not wait for consensus paralysis. It's the cheapest is cooperative for me, test you can buy, and the answer is almost always yes. Bring a willingness to lose your first 3 games and come back grinning anyway. Beat the alpha gamer trap in Pandemic, the loudest voice wants to dictate all 4 players' turns, don't let them. House rule, you may give information and suggestions, but the player whose pawn it is makes the final call on their own move. Slower, messier, infinitely more fun, and you'll actually all learn the game. Lower the difficulty before you raise it. Pandemic's difficulty is literally the number of epidemic cards you shuffle in. 4 equals introductory, 5 equals standard, 6 equals heroic. Start at 4. There is zero shame in it, and a 4-card win still feels earned. Climb the ladder once the table stops panicking. What's the best cooperative board game for families and kids? Families need 3 things from a cooperative: a fast teach, real stakes, and a table moment everyone remembers. 2 games on this lane. Your villagers defending your town against the actual classic monsters, Dracula, the Wolfman, the Mummy, the Creature from the Black Lagoon, Frankenstein's monster asterisk and his bride, each with their own perfectly themed rules. Beat one monster and the game gets harder, add more monsters and it gets much asterisk harder. Gorgeous sculpted minis, genuinely tense, and the difficulty dial means a family of 4 and a table of 5 adults both get a game that fits. It is the rare kids cooperative that grown gamers will happily replay. The sequel to Forbidden Island, except now you're stranded in a shifting desert, digging through sand that moves every single turn to excavate the parts of a flying machine before the heat and the storm finish you. It's a step up in Brainburn from Island, perfect for a family ready for their second cooperative, and the moving board gimmick still makes kids gasp. For the youngest tables, ages 8 plus, who want pure joy with no reading, jump to the party section for just one, a Spiel des Jahres winner that grandparents and third graders adore equally. Bring a kid who likes a good scare and an adult who secretly likes one too. The family night testimony horrified shows up again and again in games that got my non-gamer family playing, threads on BoardGameGeek and r/boardgames. The monster theme does the heavy lifting that a dry mechanism never could. It's one of the most recommended gateway co-ops for mixed-age tables. Scale the monster count to the room horrified's difficulty is just how many monsters you face. Two monsters for a young or new family, ramp toward the full terrifying roster as the table levels up. Same box, years of replay. What's the best cooperative board game for exactly two players? Two-player cooperative is its own art form, and 2026 has a clear champion, Sky Team. Two players, a pilot and a co-pilot, and only *2 ever, 20 minutes. You're landing a passenger jet, placing dice into a cockpit of altitude, brakes, flaps, landing gear, and air traffic slots, and here's the cruel, brilliant catch: you cannot talk. No table talk, no put it there, nothing but a shared, silent read of the cockpit. It won the 2024 Spiel des Jahres, board gaming's most prestigious award, and it deserved every vote. GamesRadar's reviewer flatly called it an essential purchase for two-player game night, and the people who own it tend to play it 10 times in a row. But for the pure two-handed cooperative experience, the one where you and one other person have to learn to think as one organism, nothing on the market beats Sky Team right now. Want a campaign you two can sink 40 hours into instead? Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion plays gloriously at two, each runs two mercenaries, and Arkham Horror, the card game was practically designed for a two-investigator duo. Both live further down this list. Bring one other person, total trust, and the discipline to say absolutely nothing. Spirit Island mid-game on the table Sky Team is better than Codenames Duet, Fight Me Duet is brilliant, but it's a word game wearing a cooperative coat. Sky Team makes the cooperation itself the mechanism, you fail or land together with no shared language, only shared intuition. That's the pure two-player cooperative, and it's why it took the Spiel des Jahres while Duet didn't. Read the cockpit, not your partner's face. Sky Team forbids talking, so the win condition is learning to anticipate. Develop a turn order habit: who places the altitude die first, who handles breaks, and stick to it every game. Your language becomes the routine itself. Break routine and you'll overshoot the runway every time. What's the best cooperative card game? No big board required. Sometimes you want the whole cooperative rush in a deck that fits in a coat pocket. This is the most addictive corner of the genre. The crew, the quest for Planet 9 is the king. 2 to 5 players, about 20 minutes a mission, somewhere around $15, and it won the 2020 Kenner Spiel des Jahres, the Expert Game Award, which is unheard of for a tiny card game. It's a cooperative trick-taking game, your crew flying to the ninth planet across 50 escalating missions, and on each one, specific tasks have to be won by specific players in a specific way. The agony. You can barely communicate, one limited signal per round, and that's it. The one more mission pull is genuinely dangerous. Tables routinely blow through a whole evening promising themselves they'll stop after the next one. You're cooperatively building firework sets in order, trading scarce hint tokens, trusting your teammates to tell you what you're holding. It won the 2013 Spiel des Jahres, and it remains the purest, we are one mind with imperfect information experience ever printed. No talking, no signals, just play your numbered cards into a shared pile in ascending order using nothing but timing, breath, and an almost telepathic group focus. It sounds impossible. It is, until suddenly it isn't, and that moment is electric. Bring a small table, a big group brain, and the patience to lose your voice without using it. The Crew is the best cooperative game of the last decade. Board or no board, a $15 deck of cards beat a warehouse of deluxe minis-laden boxes to win the Kenner Spiel des Jahres, and it earns it every mission. If someone says cooperative is shallow, hand them the Crew at mission 20 and watch them go quiet, in the good way. In Hanabi, a hint about what not to play is gold. New Hanabi players only ever hint at cards to play immediately. The masters use hints defensively, these are all fives, hold them, to stop a teammate discarding a card the team desperately needs later. Information about safety is as valuable as information about progress. What's the best heavy/brain-burning cooperative strategy game? Now We Climb. This is the air where the genre's true believers live, and the summit has a name everyone agrees on. You are spirits of an island defending your land from colonizing invaders, and the genius, the thing that flips the whole genre on its head, is that you are not reacting to a creeping threat. You are an apex predator learning to terrorize an enemy that's afraid of you. Each spirit plays like a completely different puzzle. You draft escalating power cards, and the table is in constant strategic conversation without any single player able to dominate. The classic alpha gamer problem just dissolves because no one person can hold all the spirits' plans in their head. Shut Up and Sit Down nailed it. Pandemic with People, a coldly mechanical, deeply satisfying machine of anticipation. It is hard. It will punish a new table that can't deploy enough damage, manipulation, and the game's secret currency, fear. But the climb is the reward, and the asymmetry means it never, ever gets old. Want the absolute deep end with a story attached? It's the best 40-plus hours of cooperative you can buy for $60, full stop. Bring a sharp table, a free afternoon, and an ego you're willing to leave at the door. SkyTeam Cockpit Board and Dice Component Spirit Island is the best cooperative board game. Period. Pandemic taught the genre to walk. Spirit Island taught it to fly. The asymmetric spirits kill quarterbacking dead. Nobody can solve four spirits at once, so every player actually matters every turn. That's the holy grail of cooperative design, and Spirit Island is the cleanest expression of it on the table. Fear is a win condition, not a side effect. Spirit Island newcomers obsess over destroying invaders directly and run out of gas. Generate fear instead. Enough fear changes the victory conditions mid-game, so you win without grinding out every last town and city. Build a fear engine early and the whole island bends to you. What's the best narrative or legacy cooperative game where the story remembers you? Some co-ops aren't a game night, they're a asterisk saga asterisk. You and the same group, returning week after week, building a story the box will literally never tell the same way twice. It takes the perfect bones of Pandemic and wraps them in a 12-month campaign where your decisions permanently asterisk alter the game. You write on the board, you tear up cards, you open sealed boxes, and the world changes in ways you cannot undo. It sits at 2 on all of BoardGameGeek for a reason. The moment the campaign turns on you is one of the most talked about experiences in modern tabletop, and groups guard its secrets like classified intel. Play it with a committed crew of the same people, start to finish. It is asterisk the asterisk gold standard of the legacy form. You build a deck for a single investigator, then play scenarios that branch based on what you do and survive. Your choices, your failures, your sanity all carry forward through a campaign. It's a living card game, which means a deck-building rabbit hole as deep as you want it. It's the most asterisk social asterisk big narrative cooperative there is. Bring the same crew every time, a notebook and a vow of secrecy. Horrified, horrified universal monsters board and monster figures. Why nobody will spoil Pandemic legacy for you across every forum. The etiquette is ironclad. You do not spoil season one. Reviewers review the feeling and refuse the plot. That collective protectiveness, a whole hobby keeping a secret on purpose, is itself the strongest possible recommendation. Lock your legacy group before session one. Pandemic legacy and Arkham campaigns reward the same faces at the table all the way through. Get a firm commitment from your crew before you crack the seal. A campaign abandoned at month 6 is a small heartbreak. Pick people who will show up. What's the best cooperative party game for a big loud group? 6, 7, 8 people. Most heavy co-ops buckle at that count, but a few games are built for the crowd, and they're some of the warmest experiences in the hobby. One player guesses a mystery word, everyone else secretly writes a one-word clue, and here's the twist that makes it sing. Any duplicate clues get canceled before the guesser sees them. Two people write cold for snow, both gone. So you're not just being helpful, you're trying to be helpful and original, and the agony of watching your perfect clue evaporate because someone thought of it too is pure delight. It's the rare party game that's genuinely cooperative. You win or lose as one table, and grandparents and kids play it on equal footing. It's cooperative deduction as a seance, and the art alone sells the table. And for a final genuinely asterisk miraculous asterisk group trick, bring back the Mind 2-4 or Hanabi 2-5 from the card section. Both turn a quiet group into a single hive of focus. Bring a big table, a bigger group, and zero competitive ego in here. We all win or we all groan together. Just One is the best cooperative party game ever made. Codenames is a competition. Just One is a asterisk hug asterisk. The duplicate canceling rule means you're collaborating and improvising at once, and it plays up to 7 without ever dragging. It won the Spiel des Jahres over a stacked field because it makes a whole room feel clever together. That's the magic. In Just One, weird beats obvious. The trap is writing the most obvious clue, which is exactly what 3 other people also wrote, so it all cancels. Aim for the second or third most obvious association nobody else will land on. A slightly weird clue that survives is worth infinitely more than a perfect one that gets canceled. Final verdict. If you buy one cooperative board game, the right answer is almost never the best one. It's the best one for your table. Pandemic is the gateway everyone should own. It teaches the whole genre in a single evening. Spirit Island is the summit for groups ready to think hard together and the consensus champion of the heavy cooperative faithful. SkyTeam is the unbeatable two-player box, the crew the most addictive card cooperative ever to win an expert game award, and Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, the best 40-hour campaign for $60. For families, Horrified and Forbidden Island win the room. For a loud crowd, Just One wins the night. And for a saga your group will still be texting about a year later, Pandemic Legacy, Season 1 stands alone. But hear the one thing under all of it, the thing every voice in this guide keeps singing. In cooperative, the game is the opponent and the people are the point. Pick the box that fits your chairs, pass the conductor's baton around so everyone gets to sing and go lose a few gloriously together. Bring your favorite people. That's the only component the box leaves out, still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions: what is the best cooperative board game overall? Spirit Island. It's a 1-4 player heavy strategy game where you play spirits defending an island from invaders, and it's the consensus pick of the heavy cooperative community as the genre's high water mark. Shut Up and Sit Down dubbed it Pandemic with People. Its asymmetric design means no single player can dominate the table, which solves cooperative's biggest flaw. That said, the truest answer is it depends on your table. Pandemic is the best gateway, Sky Team the best two-player, and The Crew the best card cooperative. What's the best cooperative board game for beginners? It teaches the entire logic of cooperative gaming in 90 seconds, cure 4 diseases before the world's outbreaks cascade, and its difficulty literally scales by how many epidemic cards you add. What's the best cooperative board game for two players? Sky Team, and it's not especially close. It's a two-player-only game, you can't play it any other way, that won the 2024 Spiel des Jahres, where a pilot and co-pilot silently place dice to land a plane in about 20 minutes. The no-talking rule forces you to think as a single organism. If you want a campaign instead, Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, and Arkham Horror, the card game, both shine at two players. What's the best cooperative board game for families and kids? Forbidden Desert 2-5, Tilda 45 Min is a great step up, and just 1-3-7 is the best all-ages party cooperative, playable by grandparents and grade schoolers alike. What's the hardest cooperative board game? Among widely played co-ops, Spirit Island is the toughest mainstream pick, a heavy game 3.95 community weight that punishes tables who can't manage damage, board control, and fear together. Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion on normal difficulty, and Arkham Horror, the card game's harder scenarios are also genuinely brutal. All three reward a sharp, communicative group and forgive nothing from a passive one. What's the best cooperative card game? It runs 50 escalating missions with limited communication and is dangerously addictive. Hanabi, the 2013 Spiel des Jahres winner, where you hold your cards backwards, and The Mind are the other two card cooperative essentials. What's the best cooperative game for a big group, 6 or 7 players? Mysterium 2-7 is a great atmospheric alternative where one player is a silent ghost guiding mediums to solve a murder. Most heavy co-ops cap at 4, so these crowd-built designs are the move for a full table. What's the best legacy or campaign cooperative game? Are cooperative board games actually fun or too easy? They're fun precisely because the difficulty is real. A good cooperative like Spirit Island, Gloomhaven, or even Pandemic on higher settings will beat you, and beating it back is the thrill. The one genuine pitfall is the alpha gamer who solves everyone's turns. The fix is a simple house rule: each player makes their own final decision, and games like Spirit Island that are structurally impossible to quarterback. What is the alpha gamer problem and how do I avoid it? It's when one experienced player effectively plays everyone's turns optimally, turning a group game into a solo game with spectators. Avoid it 3 ways: 1, house rule that information sharing is fine but each player makes their own final call; 2, pass the lead around each round; and 3, choose games like Spirit Island, where the asymmetric information-dense design makes it impossible for one person to hold the whole board in their head. What's the cheapest great cooperative game? You do not need to spend a lot to get the genre's best feelings. Do cooperative games work well solo, one player? Many of the best ones are excellent solo. Spirit Island, Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, Arkham Horror, the card game, and Horrified all officially support a single player. You run multiple characters in some, and the solo cooperative scene is one of the most active corners of the hobby. If you mostly game alone, prioritize those 4.